Hey everyone, this is Jill. Matthew and I are really excited to share with you our favorite five episodes of the first 100. We hope you enjoy. Oh my gosh, you guys totally came back. Thanks for joining me for Jesus and Jill just for today. I'm kind of excited about our content for today. I actually was able to find and revisit one of my favorite all-time sermons. And it goes back to what I had just mentioned in passing a couple of weeks ago, where we read Psalm 103 together the week before, and then I think I mentioned it in the podcast where I just feel so stirred in my spirit that I'm trying to memorize Psalm 103. Well, memorizing Psalm 103 has been a little bit of a challenge, and I'm only 6 verses in to Psalm 103. And so I've found this sermon series. It is, if you want to look it up and listen to it, I will try not to quote Louis Giglio verbatim as badly as I want to. I will try not to do that. But it was a sermon from the series called Habit, and it was dated January 31st, 2016. And the title of the sermon was Living an Outstanding Life in an Ordinary World. So I listened to this sermon again today because this sermon is all about the spiritual delight. He started to say spiritual discipline, and he said discipline is just not a very popular word nowadays. So he said, let's call them spiritual delights. So he said the spiritual delight of scripture memorization. And I remember when I heard that sermon the first time, it really, really excited me about scripture memorization, because Pastor Louis goes into the nuts and bolts of it. He talks about how to memorize, and he gives you some different techniques. He even shows a page of his Bible that he had printed out and laminated so that he could take it with him in the shower and work on scripture memorization. And I remember the first time I listened to that sermon, I just felt so empowered. Like, I can memorize scripture. That's not something too hard for me to do. And then when I started memorizing Psalm 103, it didn't seem as easy as when I had used this technique before. So that's why I revisited the sermon today. And I feel empowered and excited again. So I just got to tell you guys that when I watched the sermon the first time, I ended up spending the rest of that year, 2016, memorizing the book of Colossians. And it takes about 20 minutes to recite. I went through all 4 chapters. I had a great time memorizing the book of Colossians. Now, I've kind of lost it a little bit now, because if you don't use it, you lose it. But I know it's there. I know it would be very, very easy for me to re-memorize it and recall that information. I've just been a little bit scared to do it. But my technique that I use is I went to Walmart and I found a 3x5 note card pad that had a binder ring in the corner of it. You could probably make these yourself, but I was actually able to find them. Oh, I don't think it was Walmart. I think it was like a school supply store. But I was able to find these 3x5 lined note cards that you could flip really easily. They were more like flash cards, I guess, than index cards. But I would write one verse per page, or one verse per card. And I didn't write the next verse until I had the previous one memorized. So I really wasn't memorizing the entire book of Colossians. I was just memorizing the first six verses. And then when I finished the sixth verse, I would write down the seventh verse. And now I'm not memorizing the entire book. I'm just memorizing seven verses. But what I started to notice, not so much during Colossians, that's my open share, unfortunately, but what I have started to notice this time as I'm memorizing Psalm 103, guys, those verses, they are starting to penetrate my heart. And I'll try to say it from memory, but I'm just going to pull it up in case I have to peek. And I will be honest with you. If I have to peek, I'll let you know. But I am up to, like I said, I'm up to the sixth verse. And so far, I just can't seem to get enough. Psalm 103 starts out with, "Let all that I am praise the Lord." And I think the thing that I love so much about Psalm 103 is how many times the psalmist uses the word all. This is an encompassing, inclusive set of Bible verses. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Oh gosh, and now I already have to cheat. Oh, okay, I'll try again. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. And then it goes into what he does. He heals. No, he forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. He redeems my life and crowns me with, I gotta cheat. He redeems me from death. I knew I had said it wrong. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. Did you hear that? The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. I'm so excited about getting this word into me. You know, Jensen Franklin says, get the word of God in you when you don't need it. So that's what comes out of you when you do need it. And I feel like this is kind of where I am in my walk with the Lord. I am at a place where I know what Psalm 139 says about me, and that he knit me together in my mother's womb, and that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I've said that to myself enough. I've spoken the words of God back to myself enough that I'm actually starting to believe it, and you can't convince me of otherwise. That's what Psalm 103 is going to reinforce. That's what scripture memorization is going to reinforce. And like I said, I'm not going to quote Louis Giglio's entire sermon. But the one thing he said that completely stuck out to me, he said, if you live in a condo development and your code to get into the pool or to get into the dog yard is 74321, the memorization is the function. You memorize that code so that you can feast at the dog park or the pool. You can enjoy the bird singing, or you can have fun playing with your kids in the water. You can enjoy what God has for you in that area. The memorization is the function. The meditation is the feast. And as I'm memorizing Psalm 103, I am saying it over and over and over and over again. I want to get it down. I want to get it committed to memory. But as I am saying it over and over, I am feasting on the Word of God, and I am reminding myself that he doesn't forgive just a few of my sins. He forgives all my sins. There's not a limit where he's going to forgive sins until you hit a certain number and then his forgiveness stops. He forgives all my sins. I've spent the majority of my life wondering if I'm going to struggle with the desire to eat more than my body can process. No. Psalm 103 says he heals all my diseases, not a few of them, all of them. And I choose to believe that my healing is taking place on this side of heaven. Some people don't get their healing on this side of heaven. That does not mean God doesn't heal all. It's penetrating my heart. And I'm excited about the spiritual delight of scripture memorization. You know, one of the things that I've often asked myself, why? Like, why commit it to memory? We have Bibles on our phones. We have Bibles at our fingertips. I can Google a phrase and it will pull up every scripture. Google is a Bible search engine in my book. It will pull up every scripture where that phrase is used. But we don't have the guarantee of that luxury. And I don't want to be doom and gloom. But Psalm 119:11 says, "Let me hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." And our Bibles one day may be confiscated, but they cannot take what you've hidden in your heart. Nobody can ever take the book of Colossians away from me because I have hidden that in my heart. And I want you to experience a richness in scripture that you maybe have never known before. Watch the Louis Giglio sermon. What was the name of it again? Living an Outstanding Life in an Ordinary World. Get excited about scripture memorization. And then let me know how it goes. Because we need to have an open share where mine didn't go so well. Let's go on ahead and spill it. Hi, my name's Jill. I'm a grateful follower of Jesus Christ, and I'm in recovery for overeating and codependency, but I struggle with insecurity and fear. So, I did, in 2016, I did memorize the book of Colossians, and I will re-memorize in 2018 the book of Colossians, but I will memorize it with different motivation. You know, when 2016 was happening, I was just getting started in my recovery journey, and I was just learning about coping mechanisms and the things that we do in order to keep from surrendering to the Lord. And I didn't know it at the time, but I was investing all of that time, effort, and energy into memorizing Colossians, I think because deep down, I thought that if I could memorize the Bible and be a walking Bible, then that would be enough surrender, and I wouldn't have to stop eating so much. I wish I could explain it, or even understand it better myself, because when I say it out loud, it sounds kind of silly. But it was a trade-off that I was trying to make. And so, as I was memorizing the book of Colossians, I was memorizing some amazing, amazing scriptures, like Colossians 3:16 that says, "Let the message of Christ dwell in you richly." But all I wanted to do was the function. I just wanted to get it down. I never really and truly let that word dwell in me richly. I never let that word come alive in me. It's in me. It's hidden. It's there. I will be able to recall it, and I truly believe I'll be able to rememorize it probably faster this time. Even if it's not as fast, it doesn't matter. But my point is, I got the memorization down, but I never let it transform me We're told that the word is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. But I didn't let it penetrate. I didn't let it cut me deep. I never really let that word change me. I just wanted to check off a box. And when I was memorizing Colossians, I thought, why stop at Colossians? I'll just memorize the whole entire New Testament. I'll just be a walking New Testament. And I think a lot of that wasn't necessarily wanting the word to dwell in me richly. It was my pride, because I had realized that I could memorize. This was something I could do. And so I was going to do it. And then after I memorized the book of Colossians, I tried to memorize the book of Jonah. For what reason, I don't know. I think it was just a short book that maybe I could tell my grandkids or show off in front of my grandkids because I could recite the whole thing. I couldn't even get through the first chapter, and I just gave up. So 2018 is going to be different. It's a new day. God has not given up on me. He hasn't given up on you. And as long as there is breath in my lungs, there's always an opportunity to examine my motives, confess when they're wrong, and start over again. So thanks for letting me share. We'll close with a serenity prayer, and then we'll be back again next week. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I might be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Thanks for listening to Jesus and Jill just for today.